Right, I've got a few more silly stories. I'll save those for a little while. Let's talk to Lark Hall. Hello, Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It sounds like it's all going on over at your place.
No, it's not really. Well, I was phoning for us to talk about my neighbour.
Yes.
I think my neighbour's having an affair with my man.
Okay.
I was actually phoning for some advice, because you did get advice out now again.
Oh, yeah, that's me. you can trust me to give you good advice.
Well, what advice have you got then?
Okay, well, let's...
She's yet to be pregnant as well, so... I don't know. I don't know what to do, but it's, that's why I phone any people like you.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
And how old is he?
He's 23.
And how old is she?
She's older. She's about 36.
Now, she's your next-door neighbour.
Uh-huh.
And you've been going out with him for how long?
About 4 years.
4 years.
Uh-huh. I've actually got a baby to him.
So he's got you pregnant, and you think he's got your next-door neighbour pregnant?
Uh-huh.
And
I've actually confronted her,
yeah.
And she told me it was his.
Oh, she told you it was his?
Uh-huh. And I can't do anything about it, because...
Now, do you two have bad blood between you? It might not be his, she might have just told you that to upset you.
It might be, uh-huh, it might be, but... He has been out a few nights, and, like, he has came to her house, so...
And how long have you been going out?
4 years.
Right.
Well, 4-3, 4-3, it's been on and off for... We're meant to be happy, do you know what I mean? So...
You're meant to be happy?
Well, we were meant... Well, I thought we were happy, but obviously we weren't.
Right.
So...
You know what? I think you're calling the wrong show.
Yeah, another guy who's...
yeah.
Elsewhere.
Yeah, there's another bloke who deals in misery and trauma and, people with...
Well, you're meant to deal with these things as well.
Well, I'm not meant to be dealing with these things. In fact, I...
Well, that's why we phoned your show, to get advice. You're meant to get out as well.
Have you heard this show before?
Uh-huh. Is that about politics and that?
You have called the wrong station. No, you want to talk to the bloke who deals in misery and trauma. I don't have any advice to give you at all.
Well, you should have, because that's what your show's meant to be all about as well.
Well, no, what do you mean meant to be all about? This show's supposed to be
a
laugh.
Your show's about politics and that. That's a lot of crap.
This show is about politics. When has this show ever been about politics?
We hear about Michael Jackson, we hear about this, that and the next thing.
Yeah.
And your show gets boring, so we're having that behind.
And it wouldn't be... I tried to be nice, dear. Just get lost, okay? You and your nightmare life. Away and boil your head. God.
You can't say that.
I just did. Good grief.
You'll know it's Nasty Nick.
Well, really, you know? I mean, first of all, I don't take trauma on this show. This show's not about trauma. It's just about, it's supposed to be light,
yeah.
Right? And I don't do politics at all, ever. So what she's... how she's criticising me for doing politics, where has she got that? I do not know. And thirdly, she, you know, write to Dear Deirdre in the News of the World, or the Sun, or wherever it is, and she specialises in that sort of stuff. Do I sound like somebody who could come up with good advice for... I mean, how do you advise someone out of that?
I don't know. The politics thing as well. Maybe she thought you were John Humphreys.
It sounds like I feel for you deeply. Truly I do. But there's nothing I can... Go speak to your GP. He or she will give you excellent advice. There you go. You want a piece of advice? There it is. You happy with that? Oh, she's gone. It's a dream come true.
Well, in fairness, she did tell her to go boil her head.
Oh,
I think it was
yeah.
A bit unnecessary.
That's right, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes people just get irritating. The moment you don't, sort of, like, jump like a lapdog and start like doing exactly what they want, then they go on the attack. And if I'm attacked, then I'm going to attack right back.
Yeah, and you did.
So I was wrong by doing that, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Well, no, I think you were right to attack back, but I think perhaps, you know, you could have attacked in a slightly more pleasant manner, if that makes any sense.
Well, you know, she wasn't being pleasant either, was she? She sounded like a thoroughly unpleasant person, am I right?
Yeah. Or no, for balance.
See, now I'm depressed. Now I feel like I've been listening to that that other show that I put on for like 2 minutes in the car the other day. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. I've got the same feeling now as I had then.
Mm.
I'm just depressed. like people's hideous problems. That's not what people want. Well, actually, it may well be what people want to hear, but that's not what I want to do.
No.
It just is. I'm not a psychotherapist or any other kind of word that ends in pist.
No.
Or a psychiatrist or a sociologist. I'm not a helper. All I'm trying to do is have a laugh.
Yeah. You could have a laugh.
And I've got some screeching harridan on the phone complaining the moment I didn't give her exactly what she wanted. I don't know, what advice could you possibly give? I mean, what was she actually wanting me to say?
I think she wanted you to go around and sort it out for her.
Well, sort out what? Well, I mean, what would she... Because when people ask you for advice like that, they already know what they want to hear. So they just want me to tell her what she wants to hear. So what could she possibly want? Like, go next door and kill her? Or, I don't know, dump him? Or, I don't know, what? You try to come up with something.
Well, you just have to sort of... I think she was expecting to drop the tone of your voice and sort of speak in soothing terms.
Yeah, and then suddenly, for the next 45 minutes, we were going to hear about her trauma. Mm. Well, I'm sorry, dear, but this is the wrong show. There are shows who do that. And you may well want to listen to them, but I don't.
Mm. Nor me.
Right. Nor anybody in their right mind, really. Why would anybody want to cover themselves, smother themselves with other people's trauma? I don't get it. I don't get it. For as a basis of a show, mystifies me.
Yeah, I can see that.
But they do.
Mm-hmm.
They do those shows, and so she'd be better off for calling them, because her strident tones would sit well on that show, but not on this one.
Good point. Well made. Take a breath, move along.
Take a break and move along.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Nice. It was either this or Harry Potter, and I was in the worst seat in the house, right in the front. Terrible. There were people talking all the way through, there was a mobile phone going off the
Really? God, I
And
hate
I still
that.
Enjoyed the film.
Huh. I usually go, if I'm going to go to the cinema, I avoid going in the evening because it's just the people are in there. I can't stand seeing a film with people in there, unless it's a comedy, in which case everybody laughing will make it funnier.
But if it's good lines in there.
But if it's exciting, then you don't want to be surrounded by awful people because they can't stop talking and rustling and moving and, you know, why people go to the cinema to have a conversation is beyond me.
Mm.
How people cannot shut up for 2 hours after having spent, you know, whatever it is, a decent amount of money on a pair of tickets to go and sit there and be surrounded by people who, and the purpose of which is to sit there in silence and have somebody else entertain you rather than just chit-chat. I don't get it. What are those people thinking?
I know. And it gets worse with the mobile phone users. Despite all the warnings saying, switch off your mobile, you'll get halfway through the film, and then you'll hear, it's usually in a handbag. I'm not saying it's women, but let's be honest. And you hear a sort of muffled ringing, and everyone else can hear it, apart from the person whose phone it is. Then they take it out the bag, and it's the loudest setting it could possibly be, and they stare at the display for a couple of minutes.
Just to see who it is.
Just to see who it is.
Yeah.
They answer, "Oh, I'm in the cinema!"
I like the people with the watches that beep on the hour because because they're never set right. They're not on atomic clock time. And so within 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after the hour, there's just a cacophony of beeps and as though you're in the jungle somewhere. You know, it's just like there's beeping over here.
Yeah, my watch
beeping
beep,
over there.
But then you told me it was stupid.
Yes, well, you used to carry a calculator that weighed the same as a brick around on your wrist.
I know.
So how long is it going to be till the old siren's back and, you know, decent music?
Oh, yeah, okay, well, that's down to you, Kev.
What is it with you and the siren, man?
Well, that's the only thing I remember, actually.
Right, okay.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, well, we're going to change the sound on Sunday, as long as Kev gets a finger out.
Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
Goody. I've got to go to the toilet now. I'm in the middle of my car, I'll get home.
Okay, great.
Thank you, goodbye.
There's a pretty picture. Okay, we're going screenless this evening, and the numbers are as they've been explained, so I don't know what's coming up, so it's like Russian roulette on the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Sitting here at home, bored out of our minds, we are the Nick Abbott Fan Club, and we are one of a kind. At 10 o'clock each night, we tune into your show and listen to the calls. all are from Glasgow. Nick Abbott, Nick Abbott, we are your best fans. Write to us, you know you're our main man. Oh, Nick Abbott, Nick Abbott, you really make our night. You are our best friends, as we don't have a life.
Huh. Well, I think they screwed it up at the end there. They sort of, I think they got embarrassed towards the end there and speeded up in order,
can't
to,
imagine what?
In order to get it over with as quickly as possible. And that would have been my first choice. Real Radio, Nick Abbott, let's have another one. Hello, you're on the air. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Mumble, hi. Mumble. Yes, hello.
Is this me, Wackboy? How is it? You're the first time I listen to your show, and it's got men over it. There's a lot of men folk in it.
Did you understand like a word that guy said? Hey, 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 hey. It sounded like an Indian doing like a rain dance. Hey, 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 hey. Here's another one. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Can I speak to Nick, please?
Yes, you're speaking to him. You're on the air. That's me.
Oh, hey. No one's there.
Okay, now let's try to analyse that for a moment.
Right.
Okay,
take a
first
break.
Of all, I said, hello, you're on the air. Now, I know that if you have just had the phone answered, that might go by a little quick. So it's understandable that perhaps he didn't get the first time I said it. But he said, is Nick there?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, mm-hmm. You're speaking to him, i.e. that's me. You're on the air. And I reiterated that. So you'd have to be a bit slow not to get it twice. But then he said to somebody else, there's no one there.
Strange.
Implying that what he had heard was the phone being answered and then silence. Perhaps he was listening to the wrong end of the phone. We're going to do a leaflet that will show you which end of the phone is the listening part and which end is the talking part. Because, no, but the phones don't come with instructions, do they?
No.
Well, they do, but not quite that specific. But perhaps they should. I think that that man has a perfectly reasonable case to sue the company that made the phone into a black hole in space. They probably did not put in the instruction which end to listen to. Just as they don't say on shampoo bottles, wash the hair on your head. okay, let's go with another one. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello there, Nick.
Hello.
Hello, my name's Winston, and I'm from Cardiff.
Right, okay, when you get a new voice, you call me back. All right. Here's another one. Hello.
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 I have to switch your radio off,
please. When
you get a new voice, you call me back.
Right. Turn the radio down.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Oh, God. And another. Hello, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Hello,
I'm Am I doing this right?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air.
Nick, good evening, how are you?
I'm great, mate, how are you?
This is delightful.
You talk to people in the street and they have trouble understanding what you're saying.
They say they don't understand what I'm saying.
That's what I just,
Nick Abbott, have your say on Real Radio's late night phone in.
As it is seen, and I'm not joking, skulls and bones.
Yes, booze. What's that, sorry?
It's no joke, Nick.
Right.
It's made up of skulls
and bones.
And bones, yes.
Nick Abbott.
Are you having trouble understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
Real Radio! That's all I need!
Hopefully that's the very last time you'll be hearing any of these montages, because I don't want to hear them anymore. I've heard them so many times now that we're doing away with them, right?
Yeah.
From Sunday.
Or Monday.
Oh, don't... Because
I said this last night.
Well, never mind about that. It's the end of the week. Let's start afresh on Sunday.
Or is it the end of the weekend on Sunday, the beginning of the week on Monday?
No, Sunday's the beginning of next week. We've got a weekend coming. It's Friday and Saturday. That's the weekend. Mm. And then Sunday will be the start of a brand new week.
I suppose so.
Right. So, from Sunday, something new, yes?
Well, did I say at any point it wouldn't be on Sunday? No, I did not.
Just do it.
Have some faith.
I don't have any faith in you.
You should have.
Why? All the evidence points to the contrary.
No, it doesn't. What's big and heavy?
What's big and heavy?
You are.
Hey!
Here's another one. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Nick. I was just wondering if you could tell me, how does Real Radio actually work?
Well, we speak in the microphone, and it goes into like a big desk like this. It gets sent down a wire to a transmitter, and it gets beamed through the air. That part I don't get.
Okay, well, that's another show. Let's do that on Monday.
When it comes out the transmitter, how does that work?
Well, it has to do with radio waves, you see, which...
Now, how come your radio can pick up...
Because it's a receiver, and you're modulating at a certain frequency.
I am not.
Yes, you are. I can see from here.
Yeah.
And inside your radio receiver, there's a little man who takes all the words, sticks them together, and pushes them through the speaker.
Right, so I hope that that's been of help. Here's, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Excellent. Oh, we're going screenless, as you can tell. Should we have another one?
Do one more.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hey, could you just pass a shout out to my mate, please? Just to say happy birthday to him.
What's his name?
His name's Jamie. He just turned 18 about 15 minutes ago.
One moment, please. It's in here somewhere. Why can't I find it?
Excuse me,
that'll be him now.
That's your other phone. Yeah.
Hello?
Right, leave it with me, and I'll do... Why the hell can't I find it? Where is it, Kev?
I don't know. Huh? I didn't rearrange those things.
It should be in the music part, because it is a piece of... Or maybe it's in the SFX part. Yes, it is. There you go. And I hope that that's sufficient.
Pardon?
Yeah. I know it was brief, but you've got to pay attention. I just did it for him, and don't ask me to do it again. But happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Cheers, mate. Ta-da. this is real radio.
Do one more.
Oh,
go on. One more.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, can I speak to Nick, please?
Yes, you're on the air. That's me. Hello.
Hey?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, I am Nick. You are on the air.
All right, yeah, I'd like to speak to Nick.
Oh my God. Yes, you're on the air right now. I am Nick. You're speaking to me.
Oh, but it's usually someone else I speak to first.
Yes, I'm aware of that, but he's off.
All right.
He's sick tonight.
He's not in tonight.
No, we don't have a reception.
So who am I speaking to now, then?
Okay, I'll say it one more time, then I think my head's going to explode. I am Nick Abbott. You're speaking to me right now. You are on the air. Speaking to me.
Speak to you. Right, well, I don't care if you are Nick. Are you really Nick?
Yeah, and he said take another call.
Yeah.
Yeah, how wrong could you be? It's E.
Elizabeth from Cheddar.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Nick. How are you, my darling?
I'm all right, my dear.
Are you feeling all right? What's the matter with you, then?
Oh, I cut my thumb.
This is really odd. With a knife. Were you cutting a cheddar cheese?
No, I was cutting, shiitake mushrooms.
Oh, blimey.
You weren't thinking of me, was you? I'm thinking of cheddar cheese.
I didn't have my mind on the job, that's for sure.
Oh, you'll be all right, Nick. Don't worry.
Well, see, now, what kind of thing is that to say? Well, is that... That's just, like, dismissing my pain.
Yeah.
No, you'll be all right, my darling. It's nothing to worry about. It's nothing serious.
Well,
plaster will be all right for that. You only plasters.
Yeah, I've got a plaster on it right now, but it hurts. Ow!
Put it in... I'll tell you what the best thing for that is. Put it in hot warm water.
No, that's not... You know as much about first aid as you do about slimming.
Put it in warm water. Let it soak for about 4 or 5 minutes. Clean it with some
Dettol.
Dettol, old fashioned Dettol.
Drano, something like that.
Dettol, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And put some plasters. Change your plasters about 2 or 3 times a day.
And in a couple
of days, you see it dry up, and you won't need no plasters then.
2 or 3 times a day? That can't be right. Because you'd constantly be irritating it and, start making it bleed.
Not soak it 2 or 3 times a day. Put plasters on it 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah, but if you constantly take your plaster off, aren't you going to make it...
Yeah, but you need to change your plaster because it'd be disaffected and germs would get in with it, wouldn't
Icky.
It?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what was I going to say? I bought a new radio today so I can listen to your show more, Nick. Especially for you, that was.
But there's no...
A clock radio.
Yeah, but you don't, There's no more of my show. Buying a new radio doesn't make the more of this show.
I like listening to real radio, especially listening to you, because my other radios, I couldn't pick you up, see? Because there was something in my... But it was broke down a bit. I only picked the other stations up a little bit, and everyone was broke down the other day. At the point, everyone today.
Right.
Yes.
How's that new radio working out for you?
Yes, I don't hear somebody talking about me this evening. That gentleman, what was his name?
He was no gentleman.
Yeah, he said I was a star. He's a lovely person. Anyway, if he's listening to me now, tell him to buy some of my items, T-shirts and that.
How did I know that was coming it up?
Doesn't, tell him he's a star as well.
But it doesn't make any difference to you whether you... See, people are going to think that you're flogging these yourself and making the money. You're not making any money from these at all.
I'm going to get some money, Nick.
I definitely doubt that.
Oh, I will. Nick, do me a favour. Have I asked you something?
Come on, man. It's a door, isn't it?
Have you heard anybody... Have you looked on me on the internet lately?
I haven't looked up you on the internet for a little while, no. I haven't, no.
Have you got a computer on you at the moment?
No.
The internet computer?
In here? You're joking.
Can you do me a favour?
Go on, then.
Can you look up can you get into contact with tell your company to get in contact with the people?
Yeah, my people will talk to his people. A doll, right. You seem mad keen to have a doll made.
Elizabeth Smith, I can repeat it now, and you could earn some money out of it as well.
Right.
If you could record this,
Go on, then.
And it's because when they string the dolly, takes a string out of the dolly and it talks, it could say this. This is Elizabeth Smith from Cheddar. I love my cheddar cheese. I come from Cheddar. I love my cheddar cheese, you know.
Oh, no, we're out of time.
Pity.
This is Real Radio. I'm Nick Abbott, and can you believe that this is on the air? here's Michael in Glasgow. Hello.
Yeah.
Let's go with fourth call. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
Neil.
What are your views on fishing at the moment?
Fishing?
Yeah.
It's, it looks like, well, it depends what you mean. Do you mean, people sitting by the side of a... Turn the radio down, yeah? Because it's confusing me, as it'll really confuse you. Do you mean people standing by the side of the river and just fishing of a day? Or do you mean trawling of the Atlantic?
No, I mean people sitting in a car, can't get out because the wind's blowing a gale. So, we're kind of stuck in Port Call at the moment, so we were listening to the radio and we thought we'd bring you up and have a chat to you, so...
You're sitting in a car waiting to go fishing?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, because we were going to go off Port Call Pier, but they've cordoned it off, so we've got to wait around the corner for the water to come in. So, it was kind of confusing.
Isn't there something better you can be doing, I don't know, washing your hair, or...
Well, I've hardly got any hair, so... Yeah, there's no point washing something out that's not there, but...
Picking up chicks, have you ever considered that?
Well, my girlfriend's kind of sat with me at the moment, so...
You've taken your girlfriend on a fishing trip?
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Did you render her unconscious for this purpose?
No, she actually nagged me and my mates decided to drag me out because I've been like a bit of a home buddy.
Your girlfriend is instrumental in you fishing?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, she's by the side of me now,
She would actually accompany you on a... Okay, can you put her on?
Yeah, yes, she is.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Kim.
Kim,
yep.
why are you going on a fishing trip?
Well, I don't want to stay on my own in the house, so... They seem to have fun, so I thought I'd try it.
Is this a first for you, then?
Yep.
Right, and so what kind of fun are you expecting?
So far, I'm stuck in a car... So, none so far.
Right, it can only get worse from now on, because when they start, you'll be outside, you see.
Yeah.
Which is bad for a start, it'll be freezing cold and raining. And while you're doing it, they're fishing. See, have you ever seen people fish?
I've got my own rod.
Have you really?
Yeah. So I'm going to learn tonight.
One of those relationships. I see.
Yeah.
You can't beat a bit of give and take.
I know.
I wish you all the best. I just wish you hadn't described it quite so vividly. Thanks a lot, Kim. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
This is Real Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. So what is our position on fishing again?
I don't know.
Death to them all. Something like that.
But I think he helped.
Yeah. helped. Yeah, that's me. What we actually need are more of that dolphin-unfriendly tune. Can we better hear this again, or shall I put Skippy on?
Oh, I don't know. It's a difficult choice.
Something began with F, I can't remember. It's Real Radio. I'm Mick Abbott, and so far on this program, we've only been talking about the issues. Am I right?
And what is that issue?
Oh, God, there's nothing.
Yeah.
That's, I think.
The old ones are the best, don't they?
We'll take some more screenless. Let's see how we go. Hello, you're on the air. It sounded like Skippy.
It did.
Like that, yeah. I don't know. Are people sitting on their hands this evening or what?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's nothing to talk about in the news, but we don't ever talk about stuff that's in the news anyway.
Yeah, well. What did you do this weekend, for example?
Let me see. What did I do
this
weekend?
Can you remember?
I can remember last night, yes, we did an American Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. And what was a vegetarian option?
I started eating it, and then I asked, what is this? I didn't mean it to come out quite like that. But I was wondering whether it was stuffing or it was supposed to be some sort of nut loaf.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing both.
Right.
Yes, but no, it was highly delightful. Thanks for asking.
Cranberry?
Yes, didn't touch it myself.
Really? Odd.
Odd?
Well, you have to. Thanksgiving, cranberries are a big part of it, apparently.
It was at the other end of the table.
Oh, I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, no, not really, no.
Fair dues.
I was feeling rather drunk at the time.
Ah.
Let's go with this one in Edinburgh. Hello, Brian.
Morning, Ed.
Oh, God. Hello, mate.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm super. Thanks for asking.
Oh, that's good to see you. You've been up to working hard?
Pardon?
You're working hard?
Oh, working out. No, not this weekend, no.
No. You? I just won 80 quid of the bandit.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that.
Fun?
That seems suspiciously close to the amount that you lost, doesn't it, the other week?
Yeah. Yes. I got it back again, sir. I won 80 quid. That's not bad, is it?
But you can't win 80 quid in a bandit.
Yeah. Honest, you can.
I thought it was limited to a tenner.
I think you can get 80 quid if you are a bandit.
Right.
No, you can win 80 quid on the bandit easy enough here. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Up here you can win 80 quid, up here you say 50 quid, 60 quid, 80 quid.
Right, well, now you're making sense. If only you said that at the beginning.
Well, it depends. Well, it depends what kind of machine you're playing.
Oh, yeah, I know. Tell me about it. When I say tell me about it, I mean...
I cook in chops today, Nick.
Chops, right.
Chops and roast potatoes.
That sounds, the healthy alternative, yeah. Chops and roast potatoes.
Yeah, so fill me up and flip some weight on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But apart from that...
Fun?
That has life.
What did you have for lunch today?
Not remotely interested. What did I have for lunch today? Pizza.
Pizza? That's not fun then, is it?
It's not what, sorry?
That's not fun then.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Well, then you're not making any sense. Of course pizza's fattening.
Depends what kind of pizza
it is. Of course it does, yeah. If it's like a four cheese pizza with extra cheese, then it's going to be fattening.
Yeah, and give you wind.
Cheese keeps you awake all night.
So they say, but I don't believe that.
Well, I like a pizza then again with plenty of filling and pineapple in it.
Pineapple? You've got to have pineapple on a pizza, yeah.
Oh, no.
Huh?
No.
Oh, don't start.
Well, I can't be doing with fruit on pizza.
Pineapple, it's not fruit, it comes in a can.
Well, that's a pineapple, it's nice.
Yeah, it gives it a bit of juiciness to it, right?
Yeah.
Pineapple and big, juicy prawns, that's what you want in a pizza. I can even forego cheese.
Yeah, they're new pizzas without cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Shall I tell you something? What time I go to bed at night?
Not remotely interested.
Nick?
Let's guess then. 11?
No.
Is it 12?
No.
Is it 1?
No.
2?
No.
3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
No.
6?
6.
6
in the morning.
You go to bed at night at 6 in the morning?
Yes.
Yes, I seriously doubt that.
Seriously, I do. I can't sleep.
Well, then there's an explanation for at least some of your behaviour. It's getting no sleep.
I'm just listening to your lovely... You're yapping away, and your music you play.
Right, I'm considering being offended by that.
Fine. Keep the champion on for me.
Champion the Wonder Horse.
Yeah?
That is an excellent suggestion, and I almost might have that immediately. Can you fill while I find it?
Yeah?
Go ahead. Is this you filling?
What?
It's worse than me.
Go on, tell us a joke or something. Oh, we're out of time. All right, is that enough?
Yeah.
Is that enough, mate?
That's not right, I didn't hear it.
Champion! Okay, how about that, huh?
That's good.
Okay, is that enough? Are we done with that now?
That's fine.
All right. And the
Wonder Horse. That's better. Champion!
Blimey, we're on a huge delay. That's about 3 weeks ago I last said that. You hear that in the background?
Yes, good. Can hear it in the background.
He's enjoying it down the phone and then afterwards on the radio, like about 3 hours later.
It's a Nick Abbott double play.
Yeah, that's right. And the wonderful... Actually, this deserves to be played, isn't this? Who's this by? It sounds like the same guy who did Bonanza or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, already you've made a tremendous contribution to the show, Kev. You keep it up, mate.
Well, you asked the question. Maybe the horse performed it himself. He's a wonder horse, after all.
Yeah, that's right. He was a wonder horse. Made excellent soap.
No. That's offensive to horses everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Well, so we've got, like, short people, horses. Who else? This guy?
What did the doctor say to the man that got us within post teeth?
God.
He's on a delay as well.
What did the doctor say to the man with false teeth?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
I give in. What did the doctor say to the man with false teeth?
Well, you should come into my surgery with gummy.
You should do what, sorry?
Come in there, where's his false teeth? Come in there, where's his teeth? And I'll speak to you properly, because you're right, your teeth in gummy.
That was the shortest setup and the longest punchline in the history of comedy, and I have no idea what you just said.
Come into the surgery, gummy!
Come into the surgery, gummy.
Yeah, right, his teeth.
Right. Is this making any sense to you?
I don't know what's going on.
But it is funny.
Nick Abbott's Late Night Phone-In.
Well, let's get back to it.
And here we are, back at it. This is... Whoa, Nelly, I almost said the wrong station there. It was in my mouth and I had to swallow it.
Which one were you going to say?
Well, the one that's in real dire straits. Well, can I narrow it down a little more? Grief. So, have you heard anything funny about radio today, Kev? So, anyway, this is real radio. That's right, not the other place. Whew, boy, I'm so glad I'm not at the other place anymore. What a mess, eh? I'm amazed they're all still working. So, anyway, yes, we're doing a talk show, so talk at me. Go ahead. Amaze me. We're going to talk about Jean-Claude Van Damme and his... he's been fixing Kylie Minogue.
Has he really?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, I see. They're about the same height, aren't they?
What does that mean?
Well, you know, it's handy for dancing.
You're going to be unpleasant now, are you?
No, it's handy for dancing is all.
Are you dancing?
Are you asking?
I'm asking.
Then no.
Oh, right. That's nice. No, the news was... Did you read the papers today?
Bits.
Very, very bad news day, indeed. Mm. Like, apart from we're all going to get gassed to death and we're going to die of smallpox and all the rest of it, we are actually all going to die... All of us in 2006, not some fantasy year that's way in the distance. Never mind about the asteroid that's going to wipe out all the life on Earth in 2017, February the 28th, something like that. No, this is really bad. And I sat there and I read through it and I thought, well, what's the point?
Well, what's the deal? What's happening in 2006?
Oh, you really don't want to know.
I do want to know.
If somebody asks me specifically, then I'll get into it. If not, then I'll just gloss over it and pretend it didn't happen.
Well, I'm asking you specifically, and why do I sound like I'm in a
cave? I don't know. Maybe you're on the wrong mic there.
No, hold on.
No, that is it.
No, that's it.
Are you turning it correctly to you? I think you're speaking into the back of it.
Is that better?
You're speaking into its rear end, Kev.
And no, it says, there's a little sticker on it which says, talk this side.
Right.
So I'm talking this side, and it's still, maybe it's just my voice.
Yeah, it just sounds like you. Here's one in Harrogate. Hello, Adam.
Oh, hi, mate. That was quick.
Well, you know, it's the start of the show. You're at the front of the queue.
Okay,
I'm back. What are you guys talking about?
He's got a friend in his room with him.
Oh, nobody cares about that. So what happened during the news?
Yeah, started repeating yourself and turned into a robot.
Well, I'm asking him.
He was the one who was messing around.
What happened?
Well, he came on with the weather at the end, which he should have done.
Yeah.
And then it repeated itself a little bit. It stopped when you heard music.
Right.
And then it was playing afterwards.
Right, that sounds about right. You know who's working the buttons up there, don't you?
Right.
Yeah, it's him himself. Yeah.
Can I say that? It's the first time that you've had a problem on the air.
It ain't us. It's, you know who.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. Is it
him in charge?
Somebody left him in charge of the buttons. Oh, good grief. And I better cut that there because I can't remember where he starts swearing. Like, a lot. So, there it is in a nutshell. Thanks a lot, Carl. You've done it to us again.
He'll be phoning in now. He'll be very upset.
No, he'll be
you.
Like, huh?
He'll just, he'll book it up.
Funny, this was television. You get the full, the facial expressions as well. How are you, Carl? You all right? Are you joking? How can it be this early? It's E. Where is she? Can you hear her?
I can hardly hear her.
No. Which phone are you using?
I'm using your dad's phone.
Your dad's phone. Right. Okay, well, can I suggest that it doesn't work? Let's go to Dunoon, William. William? Deep breath in.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello?
Hello, William.
Hello there.
How are you?
Who's there?
Who's there?
What is
that, like a knock-knock joke? Yes, it's Nick, yeah.
Right, Nick. Want to know if you've bought anybody anything for Christmas?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to do any Christmas shopping?
No.
Right.
I'll go and get some booze, maybe some food. Well, I'll definitely go and get some food. My Christmas dinner is already planned. It's sorted, it's done. I have Chef Boyardee pizza mix that's been flown in from America. I couldn't be happier. Pizza again, Christmas dinner. I can't wait.
I'll just buy some Pringles, I think.
That's a little sadder than mine, but, Pringles, you say.
Malibu, eh?
Pringles and Malibu. Sounds like a party to me.
It's exotic.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. That's all I've got to say, okay?
Okay, cheers, mate.
Bye.
Have you, you bought me something, haven't you, Kev?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah. You get nothing from me. You do understand
that. No, we have a deal. I will buy you a present. You said you'll buy me one. That's what you said. I have it on tape.
But what if I don't want to buy you a present?
Well,
what if I don't think enough of you to buy you a present?
It would be the nice
Did you
thing.
Think of that?
Now, you see, now you're just being unnecessarily nasty.
Well, I'm just trying to tell it like it is.
No, you're just being cheap is what you're being.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I see, honestly. Well, I think...
Well, how much did you spend on me?
That would be telling.
Well, exactly. That's why I'm asking.
No, I'm not going to tell you. Because...
Was it more than £10?
No.
What?
It's not more than £10.
Not more than £10.
No.
Like, you don't think that £10 is an insufficient amount to spend on me, without whom you would be nothing? Hmm?
So what's your point?
£10?
What? Well, I just think it's something which pretty much you will enjoy, and it's not the
I don't
cost
want it.
Of the... Yes, you do. You do. You want this.
Don't finish that sentence. It's not the cost, it's the thought that counts. Because it isn't the thought that counts. When it comes to presents, it's the cost.
Remember that next time you're giving away a jibber-jabber.
I want to see a receipt.
No. There is no receipt.
Well, I might not like it. I might have to take it back. In fact, it's almost certain that I'll have to take it back. Can I have one that's not covered in grease, I'll say?
Right. I'm thinking of giving it to someone else, no?
I couldn't be happier.
Hmm.
I didn't want that piece of cheap crap anyway.
Well, you don't know what it is. Well, maybe you do want it.
Is it radio specific?
No.
Oh, well, that's for one small mercy. So it's got nothing to do with work?
No.
Right. It's not like... You haven't bought me a comic or something lame like that, have you?
Yes, it's an issue of Bunty.
Bunty's right up my alley. Maybe it'll have some pictures of horses in it. What do you reckon, huh?
Well, he's hoping, eh?
Oh, I give in. Is it animal, mineral, or vegetable?
Yes.
It's a fur. You bought me a fur. Oh, Kev, I've never been so happy. Is it a stole?
We're not playing this game now.
Maybe you bought me a muff.
You'll have to wait until closer to Christmas, and I'm not going to stoop to that level in order to make jokes out of that last remark. Although I just did.
Yes. Why not? Why break a winning formula?
Yeah, well, so I think you'll enjoy it. And,
animal, mineral, or vegetable? Answer the question. Well, you think about that. We'll go with Cardiff. Hello, Rod.
Hey, I've been waiting there for ages.
Sorry about that, mate.
That's all right. I thought, were you on air then, or were you just talking rubbish?
Both.
Good. You want to know what I want to talk about?
Oh, that would be nice, yeah.
Laughter. It's been bothering me all day, this, and when the came on, your little whip bit. I just thought, how I woke up this morning was my girlfriend laughing in her sleep, and it's kind of had a bit of an impact on me.
Right. A negative one, I imagine.
Is this unhealthy?
Well, your girlfriend laughing in her sleep?
Yeah.
It depends what she's laughing about. What was the last thing that she did before she went to sleep? I see.
I wish. Yeah. No, I can't remember. I'm quite tired by that time. I'm sort of nodding off.
Right. So she's sharing a bed with you.
That's right, yeah.
And laughing herself awake. When she actually wakes up, does she immediately stop laughing?
She smiles more, but yeah, probably the laughter stops.
The laughter stops as soon as she wakes up next to you. Right. Are you beginning to get the message?
I don't know. That's why I was sort of hoping you might like to help me. I can't figure out what the message is.
So, how long have you been going out?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, we just bought a house together as well.
Oh, all right. I'll give it 6 weeks.
That's what everyone says. You know.
That's what everyone says?
Everyone I speak to, yeah. They just say, well, that's the worst thing you can do. But you've got to do it, haven't you, for yourself.
Now, is she always waking up laughing?
No, just this morning. She laughed in her sleep and it woke me up. It was quite disconcerting.
Right. When you're actually... you're not married yet?
No.
So I'm assuming that you haven't actually had... relations?
Her grandparents think we're engaged.
Right.
Because they can't face up to it otherwise.
Yeah, I understand. I'm having a problem myself.
Are you?
So perhaps you're living in sin. I don't approve of that, but I've heard that it's quite, fashionable these days with the young folk.
What, sin?
Yeah.
Living.
Has she ever, when you've divested yourself of your, accoutrements and stood there proud before her, has she ever just flat out burst out laughing?
No.
Right. She kept it to herself and, sniggered when she thought you were asleep. Yeah, it's probably the funniest thing she's ever seen.
Now, is it a laugh? Is it like a warm laugh, or is it more of a cackle?
No, it was a cackle. I asked her what she was laughing about, because she woke herself up laughing, and she said... She said it was about... she was having a dream of being a bus conductor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds
bad. That old chestnut, yeah.
Hilarious, yeah. Bus conductor. Yeah.
She's got a funny sense of humour, that one.
Well, she picked you. I don't mean to be offensive when I say that, but, a man in your position, you've got to have a sense of humour, haven't you? at least you're smiling. Keep smiling, you'll do that for me, won't you?
I will do. All the best,
thanks. Excellent, thanks a lot,
cheers.
Mate. Cheers. This is Real Radio, I'm Nick Abbott, and our mission is to help people.